translation so easily from English to French, French to German. It's all French to me. Now I'm going to read some poems in the time that we have left. And I always read my work aloud, and that's what I did for a long time before I let them be in a book. And so I decided that after things are published in a book, you lose them, and it's as though they're asleep. So I wanted to wake them up. So I'm reading today poems from all my books, all my three poetry books. So I'll begin with one called Weather. It's anti-war, pro-environment, and often I read it to wake people up. Weather. My folder of poems labeled weather holds no clues as to whether or not there'll be any weather to count on, say, a hard rain like little nails or that deluged plunging radiant. Now that we've plunged into war, and wars don't stop like rain stops, like that last slow drizzle onto the old tin bathroom vent. Sweet hint of growth in the soft, wet drift north. Fire or ice, are you breathing? Are you lucky enough to be breathing? Wetter. Mein Ordner mit Gedichten zum Thema Wetter enthält keine Hinweise darauf, ob es denn überhaupt irgendein verlässliches Wetter geben wird, sagen wir, einen Regen, so hart wie kleine Nägel, oder einen Wolkenbruch wie ein strahlender Sturzbach. Nun, da wir uns in den Krieg gestürzt haben und Kriege nicht wie Regen aufhören, wie jenes letzte leise Nachtropfen auf dem alten Blech der Entlüftung vor dem Bad, süßer Bote des Lebens, in der lauen, feuchten Strömung nordwärts, Feuer oder Eis? Feuer oder Eis atmest du? Hast du das Glück zu atmen?
This next is called Dust, a survival kit. I live very close to the World Trade Center site, and this poem is about 9/11, and when I sent it to Elias to be translated, I did not know that I would be here on that day, and so I will also read it on that day. Dust. I wrote this poem in the weeks after 9:25, 2 weeks breathing the dead, each breath marking each stunning absence, ourselves as coffin, winding sheet, urn, worm, but oh, of what is God made? I should mention that I live close enough to breathe the smell that was coming from the fire which contained the bodies of the dead. 10:02, we lived among blossoming words until some of them exploded, like one human exploding another. Say human again. Try to feel the word on your lips. 10:01, the dead have dispersed. It has rained on them twice. They have drifted to sea, ascended in mist. Breathe them once again and begin.
Staub, ein Survival Kit, Herbst 2001, 25. September. 2 Wochen lang die Toten atmen. Jeder Atemzug eine betäubende Abwesenheit. Wir selbst, der Sarg, das Leichentuch, die Urne, der Wurm. Aber, ach, woraus ist Gott gemacht? 9. Oktober. Wir lebten unter blühenden Worten, bis einige davon explodierten wie ein Mensch einen anderen explodieren lässt. Sag noch einmal, Mensch, versuch das Wort zu fühlen auf deinen Lippen. 23. Oktober. Die Toten haben sich zerstreut. Zweimal hat es auf sie geregnet. Sie sind ins Meer hinausgetrieben, aufgestiegen in den Dunst. Atme sie noch einmal und fang an.